Begin the Quran daf mesach des gittin daf test. Begin on the base again. Says not the begins the gemara. Afish chesmein abdi kechavim. Even though that the signatures are non-Jews, ksherim is kasher. That's in general. That's in the archives of abdi kechavim. But chutz mekittin nashim, except for kittin nashim shachar abadim. That's what we're saying. That's one of the three ways that they're similar. Now, Vaymeri the Re says the chesmein abdi kechavim. This that their signatures are from the non-Jews, yesh lipso, that's going to be invalidated. Af b'shakas b'Yisrael, even though it was written by a Jew, and the reason for that is because the lab b'nei krisis nenu. They're not people that could officiate, that could substantiate a get, because they're not in the category of krisis. They're merely come on, like the Gemara says later on the Yoram base. That's one reason why it's invalid when the signatories are non-Jews. Why moreover, to be in lishma, need to have it that's done for the sake of the woman. Why because chavim that didn't object of it. Non-Jew does it for his own intention. Could have been specific base, like the Gemara says later on the chavim woman alas, and so it's not being done lishma for the sake of this woman. They're also not able to do agency, where the ancient shlichas like chavim. No, the halacha is that there's no agency for a non-Jew. And we see shlichas over here because of the shame of the sefer lichtav and the fact that you need to have to tell the scribe to write it. Related in Christ, so we have to tell the witnesses to sign. As the Gemara says, late enough ein aleph bashman boy shlichas. Sounds like that you need to have agency. And again, they're not people that could have an agency. But like moreover, the pesun la'edus though. Another reason is because they're invalid for testimony. And here they're edim. And by filler a mayor, even according to a mayor, that. That the loyhaba boy lemifsel, ebed meaning, and even according to a mayor, that the loyhaba boy lemifsel ebed leedus that an ebed is not possible edus mashum dechsiv because it's possible bar mitzvah sheker on the ba'achiv because you see that he's considered achiv, and it's regarding a testimony over there the ebed achiv who b'mitzvah and the slave is at least a brother to the Jew in mitzvahs. Of course, it can be possible. Now, but given the love and aids, in the sense they're not people that can say aids, so it would be appropriate, really. Truth is, that all types of documents should be endowed in the Torah, even those that are even just for a proof. If it's a rabbinic institution, the Hecha, the Kimlamis of the Sai, or Emes, where we know that it's true, that they wouldn't pose a risk to their reputation. And that's why we're saying here that. Even the chasimus of Yikochavim, it's kasha. But regarding a document of a gift, the Gemara does say later on the Purim Bey is the chasbid amo that it's just a shard, because avigav the kimlon the kush the kamir. Even though we know that it's true, mishum the hari enkan shtar, but the problem is it's still not a document, and the whole kin is happening through the shtar itself. Now ulamayd makmin labeid mesira v'rebelazim. Now, according to what we explained, that it's with Eid Mesira, and according to Elazar, Heich Lechas V'Yisrael was written by a Jew, then Loi Leim Nefzal wouldn't be possible. But even according to Rebbe Elazar, not just according to a mayor that the primary is Eidus, but even that Elam Mitam Mesuv Metechid, there would be a problem because it would have the rabbinic invalidation because it has a possible Eidus inside. So even though you don't need Eidim, but it actually would be problematic for them once they are signed inside. Says next text the master begins the gemara. Mekarlem near chalak. So what do you do for aiden that don't know how to sign? So you tear for them a blank piece of paper. Which pitch because Rashi explains. In other words, I mean you scrape, you carve out. Now the text is bothered with a question. It says okay, so you carve it out and they'll fill it with ink. But avagam the chakika chashivik siva. Even though carving out is considered like writing. Like we have the halach of kasav gabi tablo of pinkas, which Gemara brings later on the chafim at aleph. So, what Tais is bothered with the question is, and he's answering it here. Hachle chashim kasav gabi ksav. Well, that's not considered writing. Tabor writing the paslim peg base, which we invalidated later on the New Testament aleph. So, how does it help for them to write on top? It's already written from those who carved out their name in the paper. No, because ink can't be gemura. It's not really a full fledged writing. They just make a little marking. They left them a lot of them so that they know how to sign it. Boy, more of us that fellow yoga be secret. Even one type of die and another one, chashibu kaman peg base is considered significant in the second peg, where ksavlin Shabbos regarding writing on Shabbos, avpisha sikul about the ksav, even though the secret itself, which is beneath it, is a writing. So it would make sense. But so says Abalosh Mekaren. But the wording "mekaren" that you tear lemash because of Israel does not really sound like Rashi's interpretation, because that would have been mesartin. It should have said carving, not tearing. So Barach Pirsh, Barach actually explains, Shalekhin Yar Chalak, what they do is that they actually take an empty piece of paper. Mekachin Alav Shemus Eidim, Nebeli Le'Ebri, you actually tear out the name of the witnesses from one side, I mean through and through. Mesibin Oysa Al Klaf, Shaget Kasab, and you actually put on the parchment what the get is being written on. And Uboin Eidim, and the witnesses come along, Memalin Es Akrim Diyah, and they fill up the empty space like tracing paper with ink. And then the Keras Aksiv, what do I get? Now you recognize the writing on the get. Now, Bishama Pach, Bishama asks, but Balik Sabri Shainuhu, what does that mean? Pirsh, in other words, Vein Aget Yochel Iskem Mechasama, if you can't really validate it with the signatures, because the ones who tore out the paper, that made the tracing paper, they're the ones who really, it's their signature, it's their writing of the person there. The Yishami answers, Kishayichav Lem Ezekron B'tum, in other words, they widen the space of the tearing, of the tracing paper, and the they don't fill up the whole space. In that space, they write the name, so it's still going to be considered their unique handwriting. So if they don't know how to read, we have to read in front of them what's written over here, and then they sign. Now, Taiz bothered with a question which he addressed. It says, "Well, have an aid." It's not really considered that, like, well, they're telling them what's written, and then they're going to be the one that's the aidim on it. That's aid from the mouth of the aid. No, it's not really testifying regarding the primary incident. Elishayim is just saying, "Chakach klas b'shtar." This was written in a document. That's one point. Another point that he says, "Abayi shnayim karen." You have to have two people reading, or I feel like Yochel, even one individual could learn of Nachman, the Safa the Dain, or like the scribes of the judges, the Islu Imasa, that they have fear of lying. Like Amon Perek Beis David Tesman Beis, because else, how do you know what that one person who's reading is quote unquote translating it or reading it the appropriate way? Maybe that's not what it says. Next Tesmat begins with the words the Gemara Leit Nula Chamisa. So that if someone says, give a get to my wife, give the shtar shetet to my eved, and he dies. So we say, you don't give it after he dies. The Pesach Rabbi Rashi explains that the Philo Rabban, the Amri Schlus for the eved, even when Rabban says, it's a schlus for the eved, the Zachalim Shabbavanov, but Nehidol Achizacha, although for this, that he merits it, the Limotzi Mahadribe, that he can't back out, but my Rabban, the Rabban, the Gidachal, come to us to get to Leod, as long as the get did not come to his hand, Lam Meshoch is not free. Which plays with double tamer pedusha. His interpretation is a wonder. Because given the schosu, since it's a merit, she says, well, of course he merits it right away, or she merits right away. Given the amrinig of b'shukah, since we say regarding shechon ten kizchi, that give is like means to merit. It only come on, like the Gemara says later on the viyad alfam beis. And truth is, says Rashi b'atzma chazav. Rashi himself retracts on this. She pierces like one, but he explains later on the viyad gimel and aleph that on mishnah zu on this mishnah the imet tenu. That Gersinan that says that if someone says give, it's a and below Gersinan ten get zeh, and the gears is not that give this get because Shlei Mosel Liat Hashleich Lachavi did not give it over to the Shleich when he was still alive. Ah, Lafikach Lenech Lacham Bedaba. Therefore, the sages don't disagree. Let me say, Meshorish and Zochaloi Hashleich Levelis Meshorcher that he should be freed from that moment because he never had it in his hand. But if he had it, then for sure he would have already been freed already from that point. That no, we only said things that only those two are similar. But if it applies to other documents, we won't say that. Mensah says, but we can say, wait a second. But the psul darkais, one of the cases that was mentioned was the invalidation of the secular courts. Isa b'shtar matana does apply by document of a gift. The first like the Mensah living up yirim beis chutz mikigid deshnah nashim. Anything that's similar to gidin nashim, which includes matanas, the shem says we say the hashda saber. At this point, the Gemara understands ki'idach shinuid l'kama, like the other approach that the Gemara says. There's two answers, and that's the second answer. And the Gemara is saying, like the first answer, which therefore it's only for gittin oshim and shachri abadim, and actually shtar matana would not have this halacha. Next, says Masda begin with the Gemara kiketani. When do we say cases that they're similar? Only sudra abana, only rabbinic validation, not biblical. Now, says Taisa Avgav the ikanam mechuba. Even though there's also a case of attached of dirabanan that's only rabbinic, and we're saying that you didn't say it because deraisa, you could also have a rabbinic psul of mechuba. For example, the halacha of ain't case in taifas, you don't write the generic text shemich tav taifas because you might write the specific text as the gemara later in the chav avam beis, which that's only rabbinic. But since there's mekama kama beikam mechuba deraisa, the primary halacha of attached is biblical. But in contrast, of ikam melechem maybe. The primary halacha before the nechta is drabbanon, meaning we're traced by the right question. It says, "Avatikal Rabbi Nisakim Shem Lishma Dayraisa." Even though that according to Rabbi was instituted because of Lishma, which is a biblical halacha, but the halacha before the nechta was a specific halacha, which is a rabbinic concern in its own right. Kinnik says, "Masa begin with the words Gemara Beid Mesira." Talking about where there's witnesses of the handover, Rebbe Lazi and it's going like Reb Elazar. So that's why it's not a psul daraisa in dar kais. Now, it says Taisa Avagav Diketani. Although we said before that these are the three things that are similar, and then we say Kedibri Amir Babu and Kedibri Amir. There's four differences. Wait a second. How could that be? Reb Meir, you're telling me according to him would come out that there's also only three, because one of the three, we say only things that are the Rabbanan. According to Reb Meir, it's deraisa because he holds Eid Chasimakarati. So he says, no, how can come out? This is what we're saying. Laman does have a Reb Meir, someone that holds like a Meir in this halacha, so that it's going to be Ba'arba, then it's going to be four things. But it's not really Reb Meir himself, right? Reb Meir would only hold, there's also three. Now, about the Kamashas Nami, this that the Gemara says also, El Reb Meir Minyan Mutimai, what do you mean? But he doesn't hold four, as we just said. It means Laman does have a Reb Meir come. I mean, Laman holds like Reb Meir. Give me four. Why are you saying four? What's that coming to exclude?